It's Tuesday, April 7th, day 17. Another beautiful day, sunny and warm, and since we'd gone for a walk yesterday, we opted to cycle today. As before, the national lockdown made the roads more or less delightful. Very few cars, at widely spaced intervals, and we found a lovely new cycle path, of whose existence we had hitherto been completely ignorant. So we followed it, wondering where it would lead. And eventually it joined another cycle path that we sometimes use. But when following that familiar path, we had never given a moment's thought to that opening on the left out of which we had just emerged. The thing about cycling, and also of course about walking, is that you see and notice things that you never see from motorised transport. And so it was today. But there's a trade-off between walking and cycling, and it involves time. A decent walk takes 3 hours. But an hour cycle is enough to give the same level of enjoyment. I've always liked cycling, but I'm also lazy, so I generally cycle slowly. If there were a word that conveyed ambling on a bike, then that would describe my pace. I also daydream a bit. Not a good idea when there's traffic, but it's fine when, like today, there wasn't any. And on that unexpected new cycle path, I fell to remembering an essay by Ivan Illich, the Croatian-Austrian priest and pop philosopher of the 1970s, in which he extolled the bicycle as the optimal mode of transport. I read that essay sometime in the 1970s and have long lost the volume in which it appeared. But when I got home, Dr. Google kindly located a copy, and I sat down to read. The title of the essay is Energy and Equity. It's a chapter in Illich's book, Towards a History of Needs, and rereading it after all these years, I was struck by the tone of confident, sweeping generalisation that had so intoxicated my younger self. But the passages on the bicycle still work, and are as good as I remembered. Man on a bicycle, he writes, can go 3 or 4 times faster than the pedestrian, but uses 5 times less energy in the process. He carries 1 gram of his weight over 1 kilometre of flat road at an expense of only 0.15 calories. The bicycle is the perfect transducer to match man's metabolic energy to the impedance of locomotion. Equipped with this tool, man outstrips the efficiency of not only all machines, but all other animals as well. Bicycles, Illich writes a bit further on, let people move with greater speed without taking up significant amounts of scarce space, energy, or time. They can spend fewer hours on each mile and still travel more miles in a year. They can get the benefit of technological breakthroughs without putting undue claims on the schedules, energy, or space of others. They become masters of their own movements without blocking those of their fellows. Their new tool creates only those demands which it can also satisfy, whereas every increase in motorized speed creates new demands on space and time. The use of the bicycle is self-limiting. It allows people to create a new relationship between their life space and their life time, between their territory and the pulse of their being, without destroying their inherited balance. Somewhere else in his writings, Illich expresses the view that between 12 and 15 miles per hour is the optimum speed for a civilized life. As I cycled along today, I was in full agreement, although I take the view that 15 is actually pushing it a bit. I'll stick to 12, which is closer to the pulse of my being.